Detective AJ Torres of Colin Strikes here to bring you Conspiracy Strikes, a series where I simply go through all of the MLB conspiracy theories, where if it's gambling, drugs, cheating, anything else. Some are sad, some are downright funny, and some are just infuriating or confusing. Let's begin. Now that we got Noir Jazz out of the way, let's talk about it. And we're here talking about what's going on with the technology in Major League Baseball right now. To simply put, I just don't understand. We're still bashing the Astros because of the cheating scandal where they stole signs. But yet, if you've noticed, they got tablets in the dugout now where it's just like, hey, you want to check your last at-bat? Check your swing? If you're telling me that you don't see the catcher's hands and knowing what pitch is coming, I mean, you may not know the sign and there's not somebody there going bang, 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 bang. But the fact that you see the signs and everything else, I mean, come on. Absolutely ridiculous. And this isn't the first time I've actually heard of a couple of things. For instance, this isn't a smartwatch. This is just a regular watch from an old girlfriend. But there's been a couple managers that have been fined because they didn't take their Apple Watch in the dugout. Now, mind you, some of these teams, like the Royals the last couple of years, after that dynasty-type team, after Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, Lorenzo Cain, once all those guys left, they didn't have the rebuilding pieces, and they were a dumpster fire team. That was expected, though. But it doesn't matter if you got a smartwatch or not. You just didn't have the developed talent to go anywhere. Now, if it was the Astros or if it was the Yankees, the Red Sox, the big club with money and talent, they'd be like, hey, man, what are you doing? But it just kind of makes me think now. We allow tablets for instant replay and to look at everything, right? But yet, we still bash the Astros and it seemed like they were a scapegoat of this operation. And why? Why? There's a story I have, and this was a book I read when I graduated high school. It was Brandon Steiner, You Gotta Have Balls. Now, Brandon Steiner used to own Steiner Sports Marketing, now owns Collectible Exchange. Essentially, the book details of him being a poor boy in Brooklyn, attending Syracuse, working at the Hard Rock Cafe in the first ever sports bar. And it was in Tribeca before it was absolute metropolis. And then it goes into when he actually did the autograph sign-in and everything else. He said that he had players text him during the last couple of games, during the games, mind you, of items they want to have set aside for him. One of them? Well, let's see. It's hard to tell by the starting pitchers because you have no idea when their last start is. But a lot of guys asked for items. He said Mike Mussina asked for a couple items. Mariano Rivera, Derek Jeter, Hideki Matsui as well. And Hideki Matsui actually has a couple seats from the old Yankee Stadium in his museum in Japan. I would love to see the inside of that one day. If only. But where do we draw the line? We're still blaming the Astros every single day. They're the most disrespected sports team, it seems like, on Earth. And yet, you could just go, okay, how'd I swing? Okay. It's backwards. Is this a cover-up? Is this a conspiracy? Is there a scapegoat involved? Or is it just times changing? What's going on? Because they say one thing, we do another, we boo another, and something just, in my opinion, isn't right. I'm a Bomber fan. The Astro fans have gotten very salty the last couple of years, and they've been the most mocked franchise, I think, in all of sports. But do they deserve it if we're going to do this? I'm having doubts. This is AJ Torres of Colin Strikes, and have a good one.